everyone to the Reading Sparrow and welcome Maggie. So today is MC Bila's release day of her first book. I am so excited that I get to celebrate this with her. So hi Maggie, congratulations.
Hello, thank you so much for having me today. I'm so excited to, I've never like done something like this before, so this is awesome.
I'm so happy to have you. I know how long you've been working on this book. I feel like we've been talking about it for ages.
Really, actually. I mean, it was like 2 years ago, I feel like, when we first started like talking.
Yeah, something like that. I think we started talking about it. I don't even remember what month it was, but I know at the time... Yeah. You were going to hire me as your editor and we were looking at July, and then suddenly it's a year later and I don't actually edit anymore. So God, I can't believe it's been so long. I can't believe we've been talking for so long, and you've been working on this book for so much longer than that.
Yeah, like 9 years now. So I started it when I was 12. A little baby Maggie working on a book.
Oh, that's so sweet. Do you remember what made you want to write this story when you were 12?
Yeah, so it's kind of a weird, like, interesting story. I was like on vacation, and I had always been interested in writing. I mean, cliche, obviously, I've always been a writer, whatever. But when I was on vacation, I was really, really, really bored. And I kept bothering my mom about it. I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm so bored. And I guess she got like annoyed with me bothering her. So she bought me this little like notebook and she was like, you're creative, just write something. So I started writing, and little did I know that that like little story that I started writing 9 years ago would become what it is today. So it's like, I had no intentions of publishing it when I started. It was actually originally a Ben 10 fan fiction, so
okay.
If you know what that is.
I've heard of it, but I'll be honest, yeah. I've never watched it, but I have heard of it.
Yeah, it's like a little weird quirky show. I mean, if you read the novel now, it's like nothing at all like Ben 10. Has changed so much over the years, but that's what it started out as. So
isn't it great how much these things can just completely evolve and become something so different?
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, especially over like 9 years, like growing as a person and as a writer too. So
yeah, because he, as you said, you started this book when you were 12, so you've pretty much grown up writing this book. You've gone through puberty and all that nightmarish horror while you were working on it.
Actually though, it's crazy to think, because I was in like 12 is like seventh grade, so I mean it's been like pretty much like a huge chunk of my life that I've spent with this story, and probably will continue to spend with this story because it's going to be a trilogy. So
yay, I'll be so excited when I see a new trilogy, because you know that if you fall in love with the first book, there's more to love, which is great. I think I remember reading like your initial outline for it or something ages ago, and it was so exciting. And
you did.
Yeah, I know, at the time I think there was still some plot holes in there that you hadn't quite figured out. It seems like ages ago now, but it was already so exciting then.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, that was when I was thinking about having it be one book, and then I'm pretty sure I told you that I wanted to like split it into three books, and you're like, oh my gosh, yay.
Ah, so this is for me.
yeah, it's exactly for you. This is for you.
So how are you going to celebrate today, because this is your first full novel that you've published. This is special. You should get cake, you should order Chinese or whatever your comfort food, and just stay in your PJs all day.
Well, I actually, so tomorrow is well, obviously tomorrow's Friday, I'm having like a big launch party, and a bunch of my college friends and family friends are going to come over, and we're going to do a little like book signing and have some food and drinks. So that'll be super fun. But today I actually work right in a little bit, which kind of stinks, but you know, I gotta make that money. Starving artists, you know. But later today, yeah, right. later today I'll probably like go out and get a drink or something to celebrate, but tomorrow's more so the big day, so but
That
still really exciting.
sounds so fun, the launch party. And can I just say, I've seen on Instagram how much work you have put into this book, and I've just seen just before you joined me on here that you've done like wax seals for signed paperbacks, and they look so cool. And I've
Thank you.
seen that you've also got a hardback copy, which is
Oh
just
yeah.
has the most beautiful cover. I think it's gold on blue. It looks stunning.
Thank you so much. Yeah, my cover designer is like an angel, so shout out to him.
Well, then let's do a proper shout out. What's his name? Where can we find him?
His name is, I'm gonna butcher his last name because he's from a different country. Emir Arusovic, I think I'm pronouncing this right. I hope I am. But he's awesome, and I've worked with him for I mean, he designed my short stories cover, and then he designed this cover, and I'm actually going to be working with him on another short stories cover. So he's, I mean, I've got really lucky with him for sure.
It's the best thing when it works out like that. In case people listening haven't seen your covers, they really are pretty. I mean, they look so magical and they fit into the genre so well, which is, you know, speaking from an author perspective, these things are important to me.
Yeah.
But they are also so pretty that as a reader, I know I would pick that book up because it's
Thank you so
so pretty.
much. Thank you. I mean, that's good to hear. I really appreciate that. Thank
I
you.
think gold and blue together is such a good combination anyway.
Oh yeah, and it's my school colors too, so bonus.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, can you tell us a little bit about Sacred? We've already heard a little bit about how you first came to write it 9 years ago when you were a wee baby with 12 years. So what genre is it? What's it about? Things like that.
Yeah, of course. So it's basically a portal fantasy, if very similar to Narnia. So it starts in the regular world, human world, Earth, I guess you could say. And the characters are there's two main characters, well, I guess three main characters, Bee, Barnaby, and Reagan. Barnaby's from the other world. Sorry, I feel like this is getting really confusing.
No, not
But
at all.
Bee is a young girl who goes to summer camp and meets her counselor, Reagan. And the two are transported to the world of Ezlora, hence the name of the book, Ezlora's Calling. It's kind of a nod towards the world kind of calling them to it. Because they will find out they have a role in this world. And yeah, I feel like I'm kind of rambling now, but it's a portal fantasy young adult, very similar to Narnia and Alice in Wonderland, very whimsical, talking animals, witty humor. It's lighthearted, so it's not very dark, but there are some a little darker parts, but not too dark. I like to keep my writing more lighthearted and fun adventures.
Well, that's always good because there is an awful lot of darkness in the world, especially at the moment. So I don't think anyone will complain to have a lighter read at the moment. It's really great to hear when to hear you talk about what's in it. I'm sitting here thinking, I remember that from the outline. Yeah, it's still in there. I like that bit. So what did you enjoy the most about writing this?
I loved, it started out as one single point of view, and I really just kind of got to know the story more as I wrote in different points of views. And I think my favorite part of writing the story was just exploring all these different characters and how they work in this world and how they work in the story, and just like writing their points of views and telling their stories and just like traveling through the world with them. And it was just so much fun to do that. I'm so glad that I ended up deciding to do multiple points of views because it just kind of really opened up the story more than with one.
And I do love the story with multiple points of views. Absolutely. I mean, all of my books have had that. And it's not that it necessarily seems like the more natural way to write, but I think especially in fantasy, like you've written, there is just so much ground to cover.
Right.
And, you know, and multiple points of views really allow you to dive into every aspect of your world. And I know you've put a lot of thought into your world.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's definitely grown over the past few years, that's for sure.
So I've got to ask, because this is your first book, how have you found this whole process?
Yeah, so it's, I mean, it's definitely had its ups and downs. I mean, I did a lot. I mean, like, I literally, like, did so much planning in January. Like, I planned out my entire months up until release. So that, I want to say that helped, you know, like, just planning everything so I knew what was coming. But of course, there are things that just happen randomly that you can't plan for, which are really stressful, like Amazon putting up my pre-order in Europe, but not in America, which was like,
oh no.
It eventually got itself worked out. But I mean, overall, I'd say the process was good. I'm definitely going to be a lot more confident going into it next time, having learned some things about it. But yeah, overall, good process. Some things were stressful, but not like the end of the world, you know?
Yeah. See, what I find so very amazing and inspiring about how you have tackled this is you have done so much more than I've seen other authors do. I mean, partially even, you know, traditionally published authors who have publishing houses and everything, I feel like even some of them don't do as much as you've done. I mean, you know, I've seen like your pre-order giveaways and the wax seals and the fan art you've got and the illustrations and the heart bag, and I almost can't quite wrap my head around that you're a whole new author to this, and that you're indie published, and that no one's held your hand for it, and that you've done so much work and research, and just everything that you've put into this is just incredible. You've done so well.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to hear that it's all, like, you know, coming together. So thank you for saying that.
Well, it's certainly coming together from what I've seen.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see.
You should be really, really proud of yourself, of how much you've done with it. I'm really proud of how much you've done with it and of how far you've come. Mm-hmm. So I hope you have the best day today and tomorrow. And the whole weekend. Just make it a whole celebration weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Do you happen to have a copy of your book handy right now?
I do.
Would you mind reading the first line or the first paragraph? Oh, sure. It's so pretty.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I've been keeping the hardcover in my bed because I love it so much. I want to, like, sleep with it. I don't actually cuddle it. Okay, don't worry. I mean,
it might be a bit cold and hard for that. Hardbacks have really hard edges. But
yeah, I'm not that crazy, I promise.
Well, you could wrap it up in some foam or maybe some wool and put a blanket cover over it, or a pillowcase, and no one would know it's a book.
Make it comfy to sleep with.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read this paragraph. This is the first paragraph of chapter one. Rumor had it the sun never cast its rays down on Morgadian, Eslora's prison island. But that day, its warm glow tickled Demise's back. With the heart of the Book of Fire, one of the four elemental pillars of the land, burning beneath his robes, he felt like the rulers of the old must have felt when they united Eslora under the sacred banner. For the first time in his life, Demise was more than a shadow reaper, a collector of souls. He was a messenger for the rightful king of Eslora. And that would be the end of the first paragraph.
It's so good.
Thank you.
I'm always, well, no, not jealous, but every time I see an author just knock out a fantastic first line, I think, damn, why is that so good? Where do they just get them from? But I can't imagine how many rewrites you probably did on that, but it sounds effortless and it sounds incredible.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, it definitely went through a lot of rewrites, that's for sure.
I can't imagine. Well, I know. But it sounds so good.
Thank you.
I forgot what I was going to ask. So how did you find finding just the right first line? I know how hard it is, and I think readers can underestimate how much we struggle with this.
Yeah, so, like, originally when I was writing it, I was going to have it just start with, because the first chapter is in the point of view of my villain. And originally I was going to have it start in B's point of view, who's the main character. And obviously she would be on Earth, but I wanted to kind of contrast the two worlds. So I decided that I was going to start it off in Ezlera, the other world, to kind of ease readers into the idea that there's going to be these like two worlds. And it's kind of the first chapter, I don't really want to spoil too much, but it's a little bit of a build up into what's going to happen in the next few chapters. So it gives people like an idea of where the story's going almost. And yeah, writing it in the villain's point of view kind of gave me a little bit of setup into how I wanted to write the villain. So it was just it was just a decision I made kind of randomly. I was like, yeah, I want to write this point of view and see where it goes. And then I ended up really liking it and putting it as the first chapter.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
always fun to see how these things can happen. Sometimes you just don't count on it and then bam, first chapter.
Yeah. It was so weird how, I mean, I honestly wrote like a lot of the different point of view chapters just randomly, like as I was writing, and I kind of just figured out where they would fit, and it just worked with the plot. It was so weird. Writing is such a weird process.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, you would know, you're a writer too.
Yeah, I think any writer and author is going to agree with you on that.
Yeah, probably.
I know you have a short story out as well. Remind me, is that related to this trilogy or is that something completely different?
Yes, it actually is. So I'm kind of starting to make a series of short stories, and they're called, it's under the title A Sacred Tale. So I have one out and it follows Arrow, who is he's almost a main character in the main novel as well. I mean, he comes in about two thirds of the way. No, maybe like two quarters of the way. I don't know. He comes in like before the middle of the book, but he comes in and he's pretty important in the main novel as well. But the short story is about him before the main novel. So you can read it whenever you want to, but I would recommend reading it before the main novel because it sets it up perfectly to meet him in the main novel, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So that one is up for sale on Amazon as well, but can people still get that one for free if they sign up to your mailing list?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if you sign up to my mailing list, you will get that story for free. And it's also available on Amazon if you don't want to be bombarded. Well, not actually. I do not bombard people with emails, but if you don't want to receive emails, it is available on Amazon.
Now, if you'd rather support Maggie by giving her money, you totally can.
And thank you. Right.
All right. Well, I will be linking to all of that, of course, to make it very easy for our listeners to find your book. And
awesome.
That is it for this interview, for the official interview. And if you would like to listen to us ramble on about our fantastic book a little bit more, hop on over to Patreon, when we will continue to celebrate for some time. I don't know for how long. Well, thank you so much, Maggie, for coming onto my podcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Bye, everyone. Have a great weekend. Have a great day and weekend after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Bye. If you've enjoyed this episode, let's connect on social media. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Serena Langer Writer, on Twitter at Serena_Langer, or on my website at serenalanger.com. And if you really enjoyed this episode, you can also support my podcast at patreon.com/serenalanger and get lots of awesome exclusive content while you're there. Until next time, bye!